We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Nun Amar Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud on Daf Nun Amar Beis. But ain't it from Nichrasim Mishabadim, but Makam Shiyash Bnei Chayrim? The Mishnah says, not a Tikkun Olam, that you don't collect from Nichrasim Mishabadim, you don't go to the properties that have a lien on it, when the Loiva has properties that are liquid, that are there, they're not sold. They're here, they're available. You don't go to the Mishabadim, you don't go to the ones that were sold when there are available properties to collect, even though it's not your din. Even though you're collecting, you deserve idias, you're a nizik, you're a nizik, or you're a bachayv, you deserve vainness. What's the halacha? You get whatever's left. It might be junk, zaburis. You don't go to the properties that were sold, you go to the Ben Chayim. That's the Mishnah says, Tikkun Olam. That's a Midraisa maybe. You should, Meikar Adin, that's the right word. Meikar Adin, you should really get the idiots. That's my din. Why do you buy idiots? Terry says, no. If I left you something to collect for, even if it's a Buris, you go back to that, you go to the available properties first. So that's the halacha when you sell a property. What happens if the loiva doesn't sell a property, gives away in a present? Maybe the only made this takana for Seder Lekuchas. The guy buys something, he's going to lose it, he put a lot of money into it, and you're going to lose. That's where you say that if I left you something available to collect from, you go to the available properties first. Avo matana lekup Seder Lekuchas loy. Maybe matana, which you got for free, maybe if there's a lien on it, and this guy, that's his din, maybe he can go take it. Anyone who gets a matana, a property, it must have been he did something for the guy who's giving the matana, and it's like a paying up a chay. Therefore, it's like a pseid lekuchas. It's like the guy paid for it. He paid for it with his things he did for him, and therefore it's like pseid lekuchas. So the shaila is, this takana was dafka for lekuchas, even for a present. The question is that if you give a present away, could they go grab it? So which part of the question do you understand?
The question is if I give away a present and then the guy comes to collect,
right,
can he collect the present?
Yes, can't collect the present, yeah. It's his thing, it's his idios. He should collect it. Or you say, on my side, I left you something there. So it's a tekana d'rabbanan. The only tekana d'rabbanan maybe only b'makom that's pseid l'kuchas, but a guy gets it for free. Maybe there's no tekana. Only makasusha b'rei d'rab chis d'rab ashi, toshim, Charlie bring a raya. It says, Shchiv mira, it's a Tesefta and Bar Basra. It says, Shchiv mira Shomar, Tanuma is giving out his money before he dies. Shomar, Tanuma Sayim Zuz Laplaini. I want to give 200 Zuz to Ruvain, Vigimel Meis Laplaini, 300 for Shimon, Vidal Meis Laplaini, and 400 for Levi. So, Ein Oimrim called Kaidim Shtar Zacha. Since he couldn't just talk, he couldn't say this at one time, and never said the word for Acharav, he just said this. So, he's giving it all at one time. So you don't say, whoever's got the money first, whoever he said first, and he wrote it down first, Messiah Zuz, he's first, and next one second, and next one third, and therefore if the Baal Chayiv comes, he goes to Africa to the third one, you don't say that. Kol Koyim Shtar Zacha, or if there's nothing left, you don't say that the only the first guy gets, if there's not, very little left. That's not how it works. Because since he said it all at one time, everyone is equal. Lefikach, so ain't ever called Koyim Shtar Zacha, if someone collects, Goyim Mekulam, he collects all of them evenly. But it goes proportion, it goes prorated, it's proportion. Like for example, here we have these three guys, it's a total of $900 they gave out two, three, and then four, right? He gave a total of $900. So let's say he owes $90 to the Malva. So they give $9 to the Malva. So now everyone loses Kefir Achel. The first guy loses $20, the second guy loses $30, and the third guy, Levi, loses $40, all proportionate to their chelik. One was two, three, and 400. They each lose the kafida chelik. They lose the $10 in their chelik. So the fourth guy will lose the most, but then not that everyone goes to the last guy. They go to all three guys pay equally. But if you say, I'm giving $200 to Reuven, and afterwards, whatever's left, I say the word Akharov, whatever's left, I'm giving $300 to Shimon. And whatever's left, I give $400 to Levi. Then so then you go down to the property to collect. Whoever's first goes first. If the Malva comes collecting, go even in Akharov. He collects from the Achra, and he goes to the guy who got 400, the last guy, the Acharav, the last guy. And if he doesn't have enough, he goes to the next guy. Ein lo yigoyim mishofonov. Ein lo yigoyim mishofonov. Va'af agav zok the brayser, the kama bainis, the first guy got bainis, v'basu zaburis, still mazaburis gavi, meiz lagavi. You still go to the more available thing. Lamaisa, when the first guy got his thing, the other thing was available. So even though that's the wrong thing, it's a buris, still he collects for that. You see, even Matana, there's a takana, they go boss of Bnei Chayrim, because here, when Reuven collected his, he left over Shimon and Levi's chelik. When Shimon collected his, he left over Levi's. So Levi's thing was left over. Even though Levi's is a burus. So now when the Bachayv comes, he takes Levi's gift first. He takes Levi's gift. If Levi's gift is not enough, he goes to Shimon's gift, and then he goes to Reuven's gift. So you see what he do? You go in order. So you see clearly that the halacha is, even by Matana, you go asaf after Bnei Chayrim. What? Right, yeah. The same halacha. Maybe mix them as karka or not. The same halacha that if what? No, so here it doesn't mean cash. Not giving out cash. It doesn't mean cash. It means 300 zuz from the karka. What do you say that it's cash? It doesn't say it's cash. Right, sometimes it's worth of property. Worth of property. That's what I'm saying. Even in this case, with Zaburis, it's worth of property. Actually, there's no shibud really on money, really. That's the truth. There's no shibud on money. It's only on karkayas, the shibud. What?
That's a mess.
Right, it's only shibud on karkayas. Yeah, so it's worth of karkayas. And the raya is, the braisa says, that Zaburis and bainness, obviously we're talking about, not talking about karka over here, not talking about money here, we're talking about karka over here. So upon him, that's the case of this. That's the raya, the chayr, that matana, you make it takana also. Because here you see that you go to the last guy. So it's a furish, the matana, there's dinner ben chayr. And for the Gemara, no. Here it's not talking about matana. Here, you know what this money's going to? It says $200 to Reuven and $300 to Shimon and $400 to Levi. These guys are all debtors. They're all people who he owes money to. That's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about a bachay. Freit the Gemara about tenu ka'amar. It says tenu, it sounds like a present. No, where's the tenu b'chayvi? It means the chayv. So Frank Tamar and Bamba Kasha, lechzi shtar of the man kodim. When giving out this thing, who cares? He said acharav. What's the difference? Whoever's star comes first, whoever's old gets the money first, he's the one who gets the money first. So then that's what you collect. When the other ones are the ones that have the bigger lien on it. So the Gemara, the lechzi shtar, there is no shtar. There was no shtar. That means the shtar that the shchimer I wrote now to give his sivui. But the first answer to the Gemara is, it's talking about a chayv, and there is no shtar. There's no shtar, so you don't know who's first. You don't know who's first. So how do you know now who's first? So Zok the Razb, Pshat is like this. And now with Soymich on the shchimer, when he says, I'm giving Reuven 200, Levi 300, and Shimon 300 and Levi 400, what he means to say is, Reuven, you are first. You were the first one who I owed money to. You're the second one I owed money to. And you're the third. How is he believed? The Migu, you could have said, I don't even have Alva. There's no Edom here. He had no Edom or a star. He had no Edom on the Alva. He could have said, I don't owe you anything. I'm going to do you a favor, I'm going to pay you. But believe me, this is the way it works. I owed you first, you second, and you third.
The fourth guy
had a star. The fourth guy had a star. Now comes the fourth guy with a star to collect. He has a star exactly. He's a star. And he says, collect. So we say, you go to the third guy first because he's the last guy who collected. He left Bechar. What?
Even though number three
was also, but he never star. And this we believe that the Shchimra. What?
He paid back.
Right. So here, paying back with Karka. Remember with Karka. And here, the guy's saying, this is the order. So here, the other guy's star is before everyone. So he goes to the guy that left Bechar, wherever the Bechar were left. Whatever he left in Chayim, he goes and collects. That guy has a star. That guy's Mishabadim. But you go first to the most available property. The most available property is the third one, because his star was the third. How do you know? He doesn't have a star. The Shchimra, when he gave out the three things, he gave it in that order, and therefore he goes to the third guy. So that's the first pshat in the Brayis. Remember, we're trying to make a raya that by matana, there's a din of Ben Chayim, leaving on Ben Chayim. So you know, it's not a matana, it's a Chayim. If it's a Chayim, what's going on? Look who's first. There it is, that we didn't know who's first. So the Shchimra, by giving out his present, is telling you which one's first. That's how the Razba learns pshat. Teretz number two, v'boi yisema, afil matana nami. The truth is, even by matana, also, you can talk about matana here, and still, it's not a raya. Loikasha, my grave in Achron, ain't nifsa del Achron. Avada, we're talking about matana. By matana, the loch is, he can collect really anyone. There's no din that there's din of Ben Chayim. So the by matana means the Baal Chayv can collect his bainus, whatever he wants. He collects his bainus. So the Baal Chayv comes with a star, collects his bainus. It came out of a second guy. So what does it mean? In the Goyvel Achron? It says on Gemara. It means like this. Avadi takes away the field from a certain guy. But now, you redo the whole thing. Why? Because when the Shechimah gives Matanas, it was an order. So the Maisa, the third guy will end up losing. The third guy will have to relinquish his property because everyone was getting the Matanas in order. So now the second guy lost his thing. He comes to the third guy and says, you know, I get Matanas first. I'm my Matanas first. So that's why, that's what it means, Enigoy Menachron. Avadi, he collects the actual karka from his Beinus, which is the second guy. But at the end of the day, who loses? The Achron loses. That's what it means, Enigoy Menachron. The Bible is saying, I read in Psalm 1 fill my tunnel, Nami, don't want a tunnel. But like Kash, my Goyv Menachron, ain't Nifsar El Achron. The Achron is the only one that loses because you redo the whole thing, you have to reboot the whole splitting up after he takes it away, because now that came out, you have to redo the whole thing. A third Teretz. The third teretz is that that here, and still it's not a right amishta. Why? Because they were all bainis. Let's say all three properties. When they're all bainis, then everyone agrees. Even by matana, you don't need to take an oilam. You get from the achron, because that's pashut. If it's all bainis, you don't have a right to collect from the second guy. Everyone agrees. Ain't it from nixay mishabad makashis v'chayim? If you have your din there, they don't get to take an oilam. You got that? This whole din of taking oilam is only if you're taking a din that's not yours. You're saying, I don't want this word, but I get bainis. That's sold. So if you leave it over, this word is good. But here, all the properties were exactly the same by this case of Shemira. All the properties were the same, so then you about to only go to the last one, because then everyone agrees that there's a din ben chayim, because that's my, I don't have more than my din. My din is bainis, and that's the case of the Tosefta of Shchimra. So we have three Mahalchim had an answer. We don't have a raya to the Shaila if it's a Tikkun Olam by Matana. Because we answered three different ways. The three different ways we answered was either talking about Bachayiv, or last two Terutzim was talking about Matana, but Goyim Achron just means that at the end of the day, that's the lands of losing, or it was all Bainness. Zok the Gemara Vayit explained the Mishnah Vayit. It said the Mishnah, Eimot Siyim Lachilas Peres. Lachilas Peres means, we had a few cases in our Mishnah that Achilas Peres and Mazon Isha Abanas, which Achilas Peres and Shvach HaKeres meant that if someone sells the Brooklyn Bridge to someone, to Reuven, Jack sells the Brooklyn Bridge to Reuven, he sells the bridge, okay? And what happens? It wasn't a bridge, actually it was a field, but it wasn't his.
Real estate.
Right. And Reuven went and built up the whole thing, did a lot of CapEx, he filled it up, the thing. He did major stuff there. And then comes, Shimon says, that's my field. Like, what are you doing here? It's mine for the past 20 years. She shows him his title finish. So Reuven loses his field that he paid for, and he loses all that stuff he put in. And the guy just takes everything. So now he goes back to the Jack over here and he says, where's my money? So he gets back his money, that's for sure, even with Shabbatim, because the guy wrote in the Shtar, Achrai, he's giving him assurance on this piece of property. But what about for the Paris and for the Shvach? It went up in price. Achilas Paris, the Paris that were on it. The halacha is you're not moitzi because tikkun olam. And another halacha is mazon isha v'habanos, which means that halacha is that when someone marries someone, he's responsible to take care of his wife and his daughters. Right? It's a tanai bezdin. It's in the shtar. It's in the ksuba. Even after he dies, his daughters and his wife eats from the estate. Gets mazonos from the estate. That's the halacha. So that's the halacha of our mishnah. That these things when they tikkun olam, they don't take from the shabadim. They only take from the estate. Not from a Shabbatim. My timer. Oma Ula, my timer. What's the reason? What's the reason Eimot Siyim Lachilas Peres? What's the reason? Oma Ula, Omer Ashlokas Vishen Ksuvim. The reason is because it's not written in the Shtar. It doesn't say Achilas Peres in the Shtar. Frank Drashi, what do you mean it does say Achilas Peres in the Shtar? When this person sells that field, it's not his. He writes in the Shtar, when Jack writes the Shtar, he writes in the Shtar like this, that I'm going to certify the sale, Elaine, that means the field, Inun v'amaleim v'shavcheim, u'peiri d'doin, everything, I'm responsible for everything. So it says it in the Shtar, as Rashi asks. Why are we saying b'shein k'suvim, it's not written, it is written in the Shtar, and for the Rashi, that k'siva does not have a coil. Because since it's not ba'olam yet, so it doesn't really take, no one really hears about it. When you sell the field, everyone hears about it, and therefore the shtar helps to make a coil, and therefore you collect from Mishabadim. Masha enkein, the payers don't have a coil. So that's what it means. Ula says, Pshafish enk suvim. Omer of Abel Ula, Vamazin, Isha, Vonas, the Maksivadami, that is written in the shtar, because it's written in the ksuba. It's Tanai Bezdin. Viktani Emen Siyim. What do you say there? There's ksuvim. So good kasha, Moshe is asking, well, I mean, they're also slay balaylam. Good to bomb a kasha, vamos. We just said that even barach rais is ksuvim, but what's the pshat? No koil, because not balaylam yet. Because not, and mazin shivanos is balaylam? Yeah.
Everything, nothing is
right. Right, yeah. The bomb of kasha. So, don't tell you if there's a fee. I don't know what you're answering, but the fee asks kasha. He says, he brings that Rashi. So, the fee is a hard parach. Look at the fee. Three lines from the end of the fee is a hard parach. While Mazi and Shabbat is commanded, Xivadami, Lava Bonis parach, and the Isha, Shehi Ba'alam. The Isha itself is Ba'alam. Inami, it's possible the Bonis is also Ba'alam, according to Girsha of Ahadra, and they wrote a new Ksuba then. So, that could be the case. The Isha and Elam, so then you know there's someone responsible for. But Paris on an empty piece of karka, there's no havamin about it, and therefore there's no kail on that. So Ula says, Pazan and Ksuvim, so we ask a kasha, ay, but Mazan Isha and Bazan, Xvan Ksivadam, Tani Emetsian. That was the original takana of the Rabbanon of the Tanai Bezdin, that Ksuv Meitz of Nechayim and Ksuv Meitz of Ishmadim. The original Tanai Bezdin was that Mazan Isha and Bazan are only collect from Ben Chayim, not from Mishvadim, not from fields that were sold. Chinam Rav Asi on Rav Yechanan, that the Pshat in our Mishnah is, why Machilas Peris, you don't be Maitzi, if it's ain't Ksuvim, because it's not written, and there's no Koil. Only Rav Zeyla Rav Asi, but Mazin Shem Vodas, it's the Tanai Bezdin, and it's like it's Chosav, and Tanai speaks out, it should be a Koil, because it's Ba'olam, but Tanai Emetzian. The original Tekana was, that Ksuvim Meitz of Echayim, and Ksuvim Meitz of Mishvadim. So that's Ula, and Rosh Lakish and Rav Yechanan, they all and Rav Asi all say this pshat that the reason why you don't collect those parents is because ain't ksuvim, which means there's no koil. Rav Chanina Amar afish ain't ketuvim. It's a different pshat. He says, you know why? Because Achilas Paris is not kotzuv. You had to expect the guy to buy something to try to figure out how much Paris someone's going to make if it's or stolen. You can't figure something out. And same thing, Mazdish Rabbanis. They're not ketuvim. They're not set. They don't know how many years they're going to eat mezainis. Therefore, there's no responsibility of Mishabadim for that. So there are two pshatim so far in ketuvim and ketuvim. And Met Shema, tomorrow Shir, we will continue the sugya of ketuvim and ketuvim. Someone has a chance, Shechaz over last Gemara, for the next year, to understand the different shittas here, ketuvim and ketuvim.